This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and thank you so much for being with us this weekend. I know that your Saturdays are very busy, and this time of the year is really busy, but for you to take the time to be with us, we're really grateful. And in return, we bring you some great information, and I welcome now to our New Beginnings stage, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects, co-host on New Beginnings. And Joe, welcome back.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And we're into the fourth of a four-part series on networking. And this one is entitled, When Time is of the Essence, Timely Insights on Maintaining a Vibrant Professional Network. Now, everybody knows Joe McKenzie. And if you know Joe McKenzie, you know that he's a strong advocate of respecting everyone's time. Joe, from your perspective, why do you feel so strongly about this aspect of building, maintaining, and keeping this portion of your professional network strong?
Well, I honestly I've been the victim of what I call a time thief. And several times over where people will take your time and you don't get that valuable time back. And those are I would see it firsthand. It's like, I would say, I don't know if I want to continue this professional relationship with them, you know, especially since they're not sensitive. They show up too late to a meeting or they go too long. They don't care where I'm at in the middle of the day with what I got going on. So the time thief was something I developed for my seminars. And I get the most response from that, Freddie. I got people coming up years later, 3-4 years later, saying, I remember that image you put up there of the time thief, which is this silly cartoon of someone holding a bag of money, but it just says time on there. And they realize that when you build your professional networking, you can maintain and nurture that relationship when you just simply respect their time. And what I mean by that, Freddie, is when you place a call to them, ask them if they have a few minutes. A simple step. Another simple step. Sitting down or prearranged how long you can meet for lunch or a coffee meeting. Freddie, we often meet for coffee or lunch. I say, Freddie, how much time do you have? And you tell me. And therefore, we both leave and we're not behind for that day. That is your respect for both of our times. And that allows us to build and nurture a professional relationship without being in a position where we're taking people's time.
I know that it's funny when you say that that people who go on too long, or some people who are just so brief that, you know, if they're too brief, I don't want to meet with you either because, you know, you may have traveled across town for a 5-minute meeting. We could have had the telephone conversation exchanged a text. So conversely then, what are a few of the negative outcomes of someone not being mindful of our valuable time?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if you are that person that steals a lot of people's time, they may not come out and say it, but they may have an aversion to meet with you again. Mm-hmm. They realize that, boy, that 60-minute coffee meeting turned into close to 2 hours, and with travel time, that was 3 hours out of my day that I won't get back, and I really can't afford to miss 3 hours again. Mm-hmm. Many people are not mindful enough to know how far you've traveled. In the Twin Cities area, if you go from the west side of town to the east side of town and you hit any kind of traffic trying to get to a meeting, we all know what can happen. A couple hours out of our day can happen very quickly.
Gone.
And we have to be very conscious of where people are coming from and how much time they have. I don't know, you know, I'm the father of triplets, but, I don't know if that next person is, has a second job or has to pick up their child at daycare or tend to an elderly parent or get to a board meeting. We all have to be mindful of our busy schedules. Just go into it knowing that everybody's busy, but let's find the best way that we can accommodate both our schedules so you have those ongoing meetings and you ultimately nurture that business relationship.
What do you say to that person who says, well, I don't want to ask if they're too busy. I don't want to ask how much time because they may say that this is not the right time and I'll never get this appointment ever again because I've been struggling to try to make that connection. So I'm going to get it all in right now. And how do you avoid against that type of scenario?
Well, obviously, it's important to get those meetings. But if we look at it from the scope of we're building a business relationship, we in a professional networking sense, we certainly don't want to overlook that too many times. You know, if we get that first meeting and we follow those simple rules, get that first meeting and we agree upon a time and a location that works, let's do that. Let's have that recipe again and just say, boy, I would really like to meet again here next month, same location for 60 minutes. I think we start and we learn about the person we're meeting with and some of their limitations and time and their responsibilities and just, you know, take the opportunity to meet with them, Freddie, but certainly establish some kind of boundaries or ground rules on how you're going to meet going forward.
That makes a whole lot of sense, everybody. We're talking with Joe McKenzie. He is the king of professional networking, and we've been talking about that for the last 4 weeks. Today, we're talking about when time is of the essence. So what do you do, Joe, to stand out in your professional network when you adopt this kind of mindset of just really being mindful of and being respectful of everyone's time?
Well, just the fact that you're respecting people's time on all those aspects we just talked about, you will stand out. You will have more meetings with people that you can build that connection, that relationship with. You will simply stand out by saying, Freddie, do you have 60 minutes to meet with me for a coffee next week in an area in your community? What is convenient for you? You will stand out. You will build a professional network of people that you've nurtured the relationship, you will have opportunities. You'll be able to have collaboration. And so absolutely you will stand out but just by adopting this simple step. It may seem simple, but many times the littlest things make the biggest difference, Freddie.
Well, I know that's for a fact. And I know even in our conversation, it's just so refreshing for someone asking if I really have time or how much time do we have in order to connect. So as we put the dots together today, Joe, and if you were to do a recap of the last 4 weeks encompassing today, what are the key takeaways that we should remember when we're talking about building our professional network with an eye on our job search and even just good relationships?
Absolutely. Job search and beyond. I mean, we talked about the intergenerational, how you build your networks, you know, from here going forward, even after you plan to retire. We talked about how do you nurture relationships and not just have a one-time meeting or something that's just social media based. When you have the ability to build up a vibrant professional network, opportunities come about, that satisfaction of helping others comes forward. Staying engaged in your community is there. You learn from different generations. You learn new technology. It's a win-win in my book when you decide, and that's the key word, when you decide to build a professional network, but you decide to maintain it and keep it vibrant.
And that's the key, is keeping it vibrant, making those conscious decisions. And not let the decisions of the outer world make you. So how can we find out more about Ripple Connects and the fine work that you do, Joe McKenzie?
Well, Freddie, they can visit my website, and that is rippleconnects.com. I would encourage people to read some of the testimonials from my clients on how I've helped them. Each person I've helped in a different way, and I think that goes a long way to understand who I am and my coaching techniques and the support that I've given them. And that's the best way to learn more about me. And there's the founders page, learns more about my background. But Freddie, another aspect of being mindful is everybody that leaves a voicemail or sends an email, I respond to. And they can certainly reach out to me at 763-438-1621, or they can submit an email via my website, and that I respond to as well.
4 points I'll share with you before we go. You can uncover that hidden job market. You can create new business opportunities. You can build meaningful connections, and you can have ongoing meetings with some of the busiest people that you could ever imagine meeting with. That happens when you connect with your network and listen to Joe McKenzie and I each week right here on New Beginnings. Joe, you do some fine work at New Beginnings, and the key thing
yes,
that you do is what?
We turn candidates into contenders.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the Executive Director, and I should say the esteemed Executive Director of the Y at the Cord McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, Mr. Henry Crosby. Henry, welcome back.
It is a great day always to be together with you, Freddie.
Yes, sir. Every Saturday at this time on your favorite radio station. And last week when we got together, we started talking about prostate and the exams and treatment and the propensity for African-American males to have this disease and this condition 70% more than the regular population. And we were getting into some areas, but if you can just recap, who should get checked out, first of all, for prostate?
First of all, Freddie, there's no one-size-fit-all approach to prostate cancer. Every man with prostate cancer faces a wide array of options on how to treat his disease. And understanding the unique nature of your cancer will help you and your healthcare team determine which are the best options for you. So most importantly, it's important for you to have an open dialogue early with your doctor and your family and loved ones when deciding between treatment options. And when we talked about treatment options, we talked about the importance of surveillance, the probability of surgery, radiation therapy, home therapy, as well as chemotherapy.
Well, and all that's based on how aggressive the prostate cancer is or just what stage the tumor happens to be.
That's correct. And as we talked about, the prostate exam, which is the DRE, the digital rectal exam, is one of the first steps. And in doing that, when you do that, it helps you to determine your PSA level, which is a prostate-specific antigen, in your blood. And when you take your PSA, if you have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, PSA level less than 10 is considered to be low risk. A level of 10 to 20 is an intermediate risk, and a level of 20 or higher is that you have a high risk of prostate cancer progression. So the PSA level is really the first step to really determine where you are. It's either low risk, intermediate, or high risk.
And so do all of these require some level of treatment? So, for example, if you are a low risk for prostate cancer, do you need treatment at that point, or does it have to escalate before you have to take some means to eradicate it?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Freddie. You know, if it's a low risk assessment, there may be one of the therapies that might be a hormone therapy recommendation for managing that to make sure that it stays intact. If it's an intermediate one, you might have to be more aggressive with that through either surgery or radiation, depending on whether or not it's a propensity for it to expand and grow. And then naturally, if it's a high risk for cancer progression, meaning that that stuff could spread, you probably just have to go straight to the surgery and try to remove the prostate and any of the tissue around it. But again, the Gleason score, G-L-E-A-S-O-N, is a rating system that identifies the aggressiveness of the prostate cancer based on how the cancer cells look under a microscope. Mm-hmm. So that Gleason score, Freddie, can range from 2 to 10, but a score of 5 or lower is really rare, while 6 is the most common. In men with newly diagnosed prostate cancer, the Gleason score of 6 or less indicates a less aggressive cancer. But cancers with a score of 7 have mixed features, and in some of them behave more moderately and are more aggressive, while the people with scores of 8 or greater are really in an aggressive situation. So it's just important to understand that the higher the score, the more aggressive the cancer is in your body. And that will determine what level of treatment might be necessary. Mm-hmm. And then you also need to understand, Freddie, that there's another important measure of your cancer. Another important area of concern for your cancer is the tumor or the T stage. And this number refers to the size of the tumor and whether the cancer has spread. So a stage one tumor means that the cancer is found only in one spot and is detected by the PSA and the blood test and is too small to feel during your rectal exam. So that one is a low risk. Stage two, the cancer is larger and it can be felt during the digital rectal exam and is still confined just to that one area. Mm-hmm. So that's still moderate low. Stage three, Freddie, is spread beyond the prostate into the seminal vesicles. And, you know, the connective tissue around the prostate gland has also been compromised. So now you're getting into a almost like a red light area. And then actually, when you get into stage four, the cancer spread outside the prostate in the pelvic area and into the lymph nodes and the bladder and the rectum and the bones. And then you've got a real issue there with a strong red light. So the bottom line, Freddie, and the reason I wanted us to have this conversation is, again, for men of color, we have a high propensity for having access to this this challenging health condition. And it is so important to make sure that we include ourselves, our family, our loved ones, and making sure we clearly understand what's involved here. You don't have to wait till you get to be an elder. You know, many people begin having tests at 40, and it should is at least a way of checking whether or not you have a concern, a reason to be concerned or not. And then, Freddie, if you got it, have had it in your family, and Uncle John and Uncle Tom have had it and died from it, that should be a flag to take it more seriously. So from a men's health perspective, we here at the YMCA, at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, really interested in doing whatever we can to just build this awareness so that we can have candid conversations. We are presenting opportunities for men to come together throughout the year here and have safe conversations with highly capable people so that we could be more proactive in taking care of our health. And we always thank you for your support and helping to be an advocate for the work that we're doing here, Freddie.
Well said, Henry Crosby, and thank you so much. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we'll have more right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, Will Phillips. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Freddie. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Glad you're with us. And for those, just we want to make sure we take care of the business because we're talking about a really important topic this month. And for those who'd like to get more information from AARP Twin Cities and a deeper dive into what we're talking about, how can they reach you?
Yeah, well, a great way to reach us is through our website, which is aarp.org/MN. So that's aarp.org/MN.
All right. What is the what is AARP status on the Senate version of the health care bill?
Well, you know, Freddie, a great start would be if we had any idea what the Senate was even looking at with health care, because unfortunately, they've been really looking at health care behind closed doors. It's a small group of Republican senators who have been meeting behind closed doors, and we have no idea what's in it. So what we're left to do is to understand what has already been passed by the House, which was the American Health Care Act, and to call on our senators to oppose the American Health Care Act because it would dramatically increase health care costs for people, and in particular for AARP, for people over the age of 50.
Interesting. So with that call for the rejection of this bill, what about the major health industries that are saying, okay, we're pulling out the health exchange and so forth? So is that any indication that this bill might be on death's doorstep?
Well, you know, I think there's two issues here. One is that the healthcare system as it stands now certainly does need some improvement. We are seeing providers pull out. We've seen premiums increase. But the reality is we've got millions more people insured today as a result of work that AARP supported several years ago. Mm-hmm. And what we don't believe is that you should make things worse. And that is exactly what the American Health Care Act does. In particular, for people over the age of 50, it imposes what we call an age tax, which means that under this new legislation, if passed, insurers would be able to charge people more for their insurance simply because they're older, up to five times more for somebody simply because they're older. And it would also reduce tax credits. And what that means is that for older adults across the country, they could be paying up to $13,000 more a year for health care based on this age tax and some changes in the tax code. It also would allow insurers to deny people coverage based on pre-existing conditions. And then finally, in states across the country, it would cut Medicaid by changing the way that the federal government pays for Medicaid services, things like long-term health care and nursing homes and home and community-based care. Mm-hmm. It would shift tremendous amounts of cost onto states and force states like Minnesota to do significant things, whether that would be to cut services or to really send our budget into serious dire straits because of some of these cost shifts from the federal government to state governments.
Will, in the few seconds we have left, what should your members do and those who are concerned about this healthcare legislation do to voice their concern?
They need to contact their members of Congress, period. The most important thing they can do is to contact their senator, contact their House member, and let them know that we can't, we have to reject this American Health Care Act, and that's really what people need to do.
All right. Well said. That's Will Phillips. He is the State Director for Twin Cities AARP, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and it continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Swinging out now on New Beginnings to West Metro Hypnosis, and that's where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
I always love being part of your show, Freddie.
Thank you, and our audience just loves you, too. And how can we find you at West Metro Hypnosis?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
So our topic today is saying yes can be scary. How so?
Oh, it can be so scary, Freddie. It can be so unbelievably scary. I recently had a experience with my 15-year-old daughter who was asking permission to do something, and without getting into the nuts and bolts of it, I had to make a quick decision, and it involved committing a fairly large sum of money, and it involved taking a trip somewhere, and it was something that she really, really wanted to do, and I didn't have a whole lot of research to go on, and I just decided to take a leap of faith and say yes to this whole process. And it was just so interesting to observe the workings of the mind, because as I was making this decision, I was aware of this conflict of information going on in my head, you know, my parents and my upbringing and my beliefs about you can't make decisions that quickly. You have to do more research. So much of what is going on is shooting up a red flag. You have to be careful. You don't know these people. And on and on and on and on. And the other half of me was saying, but decisions can be made really quickly if you have enough information. You have done your research. Sometimes you do need to take a leap of faith. And it was just that whole process of listening to just the soundtrack of my mind. Nothing else from the outer world, but just the soundtrack of my mind, and then deciding to go for it. And it would have been a lot easier to say no. My daughter would have been disappointed, and she would have cried, and she would have been, you know, all these other things. But I could have handled that. By saying yes to this, I was required as a parent to step into a bigger picture of what I thought parenting was. It forced me to step into the parent that says yes to things. It forced me to become someone who I didn't fully recognize this person, and it didn't feel very familiar. And so I just want to make people aware of this, that it's this, that feeling of being scared isn't to shut you down. It's simply calling you to push through that resistance. And if this is what you want, to really, really go for it. And I'll tell you what, it's a grand feeling to be a person who can say yes. It truly is, when you can say yes to life, and yes, because you're really saying yes to experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I can report back that the weekend, our experience there was very, very good. It was very positive, and it just I'm very grateful that I was able to say yes to that.
So why do we say no to new things rather than yes?
Because it feels familiar, because we've been taught to say no, because we've been taught to be careful, because we've been taught. But sometimes we get this feeling, we get this nudge that just tells us to go for it. And I'm not telling anybody out there to be, you know, just take all of your reasoning and analytical gifts and talents and put them by the wayside. You have to measure everything. And this opportunity, I researched as well, so I felt comfortable saying yes. But no, I think most of us just grew up hearing no so much that it feels familiar to us, and it doesn't feel as scary.
Mm. For more information about this, saying yes can be scary, how can we learn more from you?
Oh, I'd love to have a conversation about how saying yes could be scary. So give me a call, 952-222-3975.
Thank you, Kelly. And New Beginnings continues right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings, a point at listening each and every week. And one of our favorite portions with one of our anchor sponsors of New Beginnings is Minneapolis Public Housing Authority. And in particular, we have the coordinator from the Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness Center, Kitty Harris. And Kitty, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Freddie. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's exciting to me to talk to you because every time we talk, it seems you're talking about a brand new collaboration or something that one of your partners are doing. And talk about the brand new partner, the Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited to have them here. We've been partnering with Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid and working with pro bono lawyers to provide access for legal information for low-income individuals, particularly our seniors. And so what they have been doing is they have been coming the first Friday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. And they've been hosting seminars with or topics, if you will, with pro bono attorneys around various things for the community.
What types of things do the attorneys talk about and how many do you engage each month?
It depends on the topic. This past month, we had them here and they were talking about family law and, you know, how to deal with parenting issues, custody, grandparents' rights and different things like that. We've had someone here with taxes. We've had someone here with home ownership. And so the audience varies based on the topic. But they are also here the second Thursday of every month from 8 to 2, kind of running a clinic, helping people with creating wills, healthcare directives, and power of attorneys. And that one is a very big draw for us here over at Cormac Corvey because we do deal with our older adults. And so having them be able to have access to a free legal service that will put these things together for them is so key for them as they age, but it's also key for their medical providers, for everybody that's a part of their care team, their caregivers, to have all of that information in play so that if something does happen to your loved one, that's the least of your worries.
We're talking with Kitty Harris, the coordinator for the Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness Center. So as these attorneys come, how far do their services extend? Is it just limited to the seminars that they do monthly?
No, the service, they work with the person from start to finish. And then when they are done with them, they will have a complete legal functioning document that they can use in a legal capacity. And so we are hosting a large wills event on Friday, July 21st from 8 to 5 p.m. We will have about 25 lawyers that will be running a clinic here all day long. And people can come and get their wills, their health care directives, their power of attorneys, anything legally that they need put together and formatted properly, they can get that done that day. We do ask that people would call for an intake, and they can call 612-332-1441, or they can call 612-334-1441. 5970, and the legal aid attorneys will do just a brief intake with them to prepare them for that clinic on July 21st.
Is there any cost to the clinic this year?
The cost is absolutely free. Everything that the attorneys with Mid Minnesota do is free pro bono work, and their lawyers are amazing and have been working with us for the past year and providing access to legal services for the community here in North Minneapolis.
All right. So to get on the roll for the big event happening on the 21st of July, that those two telephone numbers again, Kitty.
612-332-1441 or 612-334-5970.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and we continue right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings, with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's really great that you're spending your weekend with us. And we now turn to the spirituality portion of our program, where we bring to the microphones the Reverend Festus Umejiego of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, where he is the senior minister. Unity South Church can be found at 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420. They invite you to join them at their regular Sunday services at 9 and at 10:30. You can reach them by email. That's office@unitysouth.org. You can also find them online at www.unitysouth.org. If you'd like to reach them by phone, just simply call 952-884-6656. And we now continue with the lesson with the Reverend Festus Umejiego.
This writer also says what happens in our world. All the messages have been talking about that there's a good part of us that is underutilized. We utilize what is on the surface, what we can see, what we can touch, what we can taste, what the job we got, the woman we married, the man we married, we know our children. We live in that world almost 24/7. Maybe I give us 1 minute of not living there. But there is a great ocean of beingness below the surface that is unutilized. It's just an example. If you start boring a hole down on this floor right now, sooner or later you will contact a great ocean of water, or maybe oil, and you get a gusher. Below the surface of what we see of ourselves is a great ocean of who we really are. But we don't dig. We just scat around the surface, around here, and most of it is populated by our fears. That's subterranean territory. Charles Fillmore calls it the subjective part of us. Mystics call it the subjective part of us. That is the whole great mighty ocean of godliness residing there, from where we should be digging and bringing it into being. So my point is, actually, my main point, and this is not going to go for a long time because there will be nothing but verbiage. What I am saying is that we need to live in the subjective more than we live in the objective. Because it is in the subjective that we are in contact with the essence of our being. Our beingness will solve our problems. The governments will not solve it. Nobody can solve it. A new job, a new lover will not solve it. What will solve it is when I become fully aware and integrated with the essence of who I am. And we do it by deeper digging. And so I wake up in the morning with this panic attack. Anybody ever had that? For whatever that's been said, either by the doctor or by your employer or by your stock market or whatever. You wake up in a panic, and immediately the panic hits you. Immediately the panic hits you. The panic hits you. And you're about to panic. You're about to lose the little mind you got, because it is a little. You're about to lose it, and you say, by golly, I am a reflected glory of God. So then it makes you able to step away from living there. I am a reflected glory of God. All that God is reflected through me, but it is made operational to the extent that I am aware of it and using it and working with it and making it the predominant energy of my daily operation. I am a reflected glory of God. If you got nothing out of this lesson, let's at least affirm that. I am a reflected glory of God. And so when you wake up tomorrow morning, remember that. Or the next moment, or in the traffic, or everywhere you go. This is not that complicated, but it's actually true. It's the sublime truth. It's the truth that of mystics talk about it. That's why our scientists are digging all over the place, looking and to establish that what is more than what we see in this little planet we call Earth. And the truth of the matter is, it is practical. It is practical because when it becomes our consciousness, fear has no place. It's not really trying to banish fear. It's being aware that it really has no place. There's no reason why I should panic. I think we're going to be discovering more and more that even diseases can be healed through an awareness of the awesomeness of God. What is happening with diseases and conditions we see is because we don't have enough knowledge or enough awareness or enough awakening to confound them. With my awareness of myself as a reflected glory of God, I can confound everything and anything. And this is the lesson of my life. I'm not saying I got it now, because for 31 years as a unity minister, I've been still working to be able to say this in a way that I actually get it and live it and dwell in it and operate from it. That means when you're in conflict with somebody else, and they're blaming you for what is going on, or you're getting angry with them for what is going on, what they haven't become for you, you remember, I am the reflected glory of God. I am the, when I know that, it really doesn't matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter how I appear or look. I've been in unity for a long time, and I've seen churches, Catholic, Protestant, Presbyterian, unity, they all get into this stupid, crazy conflicts among themselves, organizational conflicts. And you ask yourself, how much do they remember who they are? If I only remember who I am, that I'm a reflected glory of God, it will change the nature of the whole equation. And it's not just in churches. It ultimately will filter into government. There are more people who are spiritual in government than some people think and know. But if we can live in this energy, we don't have to quarrel with each other or kill each other or take what belongs to another person, or worry about what our husbands or wives or boyfriends and girlfriends do, because the bark stops here. This is it. I am the reflected glory of God.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children. located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.